There's an Irish joke that goes a bit like this. What did the fella say when someone rolled down their window and asked them directions to Belly Buffet, or for that matter, any small town or village? And the fella scratches his chin and he thinks for a few minutes. Well, a few seconds, really. And he turns to the person who's lost and he says, well, if I were you, I wouldn't start from here. Or I wouldn't be starting from here. So that's an old joke in Ireland. And but it's got a grain of reality, or more than a grain of reality, as far as I'm concerned. One of the first things I noticed about Cork when I came to it in 2005 was that the signage was diabolical. Absolutely awful. I couldn't find my way around the city at all based on the signage. All I could think of was that these engineers, and that's after I'd been around other parts of the country too and decided that they weren't all that much better, but I decided that there was a section of training for civil engineers. They're the people who would be kind of overseeing road building. But there was a section that specialized in signage. And that section was dedicated to creating confusion. And that was their primary purpose, to create confusion, and that it was a style more or less universally practiced, so it had to be a result of teaching. Otherwise, you'd have some areas where the signage was good and other areas where the signage was lousy. So I tested this experience by travelling around Ireland quite a lot. And although when I arrived, there were still vestiges of the old system. In other words, everything was in kilometres, but every now and again, on certain signposts, you'd have miles. That quickly faded. My biggest difficulty was that out in the countryside, I couldn't even be sure that the signposts hadn't been turned around. And of course, the vast majority of them were not turned around and were correct. But the fact that a small number of them were diametrically opposed to the direction they should be going in caused me to lose confidence in the whole signposting system as well. And I tested a number of people in the United States, particularly, by asking them what were the features of Cork that they remembered most. And right up high on the list was how difficult it was to drive around Cork in a car. So I've become a lot more used to it now. I don't get lost so often. But contrasting it with the UK, I have to say, okay, I was there longer, a lot longer than I've been in Ireland driving a car. Never drove a car in Ireland until I came back here in 2005. But the whole experience has been memorable. Yes, I found my way around for the most part. And when I came first, there was no Google Maps. No Google Maps. I don't know when Google Maps started. But I'm not even the world's greatest user of Google Maps. I do actually like signposts. But even so, a lot of Ireland, you can't get Wi-Fi connection,
strong enough signal to enable you to use Google Maps. So all in all, the word that I'm going to associate with Ireland is directions. Directions. That's another one of my key words for Ireland. And as I say this, I remember the experience that I've had innumerable times, which is stopping the car and asking some people for directions, or even walking down the street and asking people for directions. And what, maybe I've become impatient or something, but what I have noticed is that sometimes it takes what you would call an inordinate amount of time for the person to give you an answer. There's a huge amount of thought given to sometimes telling you they don't know. So anyway, there you are. There's a little, another one to add to the box of words, especially being put together for the community of Audiomo, community of audiophiles and audio bloggers who are sharing our pieces of audio during the month of June. So it's Paul O'Mahony, not quite lost, saying cheerio for now. Bye.